Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Great to be with thee. I am Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz alongside, as I have been reminding or maybe informing you for the first time, we at the Infinity Sports Network have a new phone number. It is the following, and this is the call-in number. Like, if you want to be on the show, I'm not just like bragging that we got an updated phone system. This is for you. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Again, that's 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. This hour, Carlos and I will have our six-pack of picks. And in those picks, we will predict the final four for the men's tournament and also give you our final two for the women's tournament. All of the action getting underway this weekend, or should I say, has already gotten underway. On the men's side of things, you had two more games tonight. Mount St. Mary's 83, American 72. So Mount St. Mary's won tonight's initial game in Dayton. And then you had Xavier come back and beat Texas 86 to 80. Last night, you had Alabama State over St. Francis. They won 70 to 68. And then UNC. UNC, that controversial entry, they had to go at least to Dayton to start, and they put up 95 points against San Diego State, 95-68. So we have the 64-team bracket, as we have come to know and love it over the years, and that means we have added these matchups. Alabama State will take on Auburn. That is a 16-1. That'll be Thursday afternoon. North Carolina doesn't have to play until Friday afternoon. They're the 11 seed to take on Ole Miss. On the other side of the bracket, Mount St. Mary's, a 16, has earned the right to get throttled by Duke. That'll be Friday afternoon. And then with Xavier coming back to win Friday night, they'll be, that might be the latest game Friday night. Friday night, they will be in action against Illinois, a 6 seed. So those are the results after the first four that we had in Dayton. The tournament then kicks off right around lunchtime, maybe a little earlier, depending on where you are, on Thursday, which is either tomorrow or today. Again, I hate that we straddled 2 days. It's very hard for me on what I should say. Today is my Wednesday show, so I want to say tomorrow, but for some of you, you call and say good morning, and I'm all out of sorts. But either way, that's a personal issue that I will deal with. Texas losing got Gus Fring true to trend tonight because haircut and glasses, he looks exactly like Rodney Terry, the head coach at Texas. Texas in the SEC, they were one of the 14 teams to make the tournament. They were 6-12 in the conference, but 19-16 overall. This is his third year at Texas. His first, obviously, being in the SEC. Previously, he was at UTEP and Fresno State. I will answer your question from an hour ago. I don't think that Ronnie Terry will get fired. So that is my answer to your question.
Remember, it was a statement. I retracted from a question.
Would you say how long does he have?
I mean, I feel like he's been there forever and they've constantly underachieved.
He's been there for 3 years.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
I feel like Gus Fring has been cooking up Pollos Locos at Texas for like 10 years.
As long as Ronnie Terry don't get half his face blown off.
Pretty much.
He should be just fine. The other coaching story that is out there right now is what's going on with Will Wade. So Will Wade has coached for a long time, and he did the thing that a lot of these coaches do. He was at Chattanooga, and then as soon as he could get out of there, he got to VCU. They made the tournament twice, which got him on a national level enough to get the hell out of there to go to LSU. Eventually, he was dismissed there. Did make a Sweet 16 in 19. And then he's rebounded with McNeese. Okay. But now he's deucing out of there to go to NC State. Well, McNeese still has a game against Clemson. And he's going to coach it. And this is where, when we talk about, and then he's going to leave and go to NC State. This is where the transfer portal I have been a proponent of, because a lot of these coaches, it does seem like every single person that coaches in college is trying to get to like one of six jobs. And even when they get to a school that you're like, this is not a stepping stone school. For some, it turns into be a stepping stone school. They're always looking for that bigger school, the bigger exposure, the bigger campus, the bigger payday. And if coaches can swoop in, do 2 years, swoop out, I don't think that it's fair that players have to be held to the same sort of standard. And now they're not. But we went from 0 to 60 on that very quick. We talked a little yesterday about the NIL, and now you can start offering essentially contracts before they even enroll. And it's just a mess. And yeah, you should be able to transfer and not have to wait for a year to play at a new school. You should be able to make money off of your name, image, and likeness if others are making money off of you. You should be able to do that. Especially with college basketball and football, where there's a lot of money being made off of these guys. There was a guy last year. Do you remember DJ Burns? So he was on NC State. And he was a larger man. But he was a great rebounder. He was athletic. And because he was able to make money... Like this guy, DJ Burns. If you looked him up, you'll know him. Big guy. NC State. If I can't get you there, that's fine. It shows our shorter attention span and we don't retain some of this. But he was able to get, in 3 weeks, NIL deals from Adidas, Raising Cane's, Barstool, Manscaped, CVS, and TurboTax. He was able to get all of the, he was able to earn money. You know, he's on the national stage. He's in this tournament. He's got a huge level of exposure. He should be able to make some money off of that. Because he has now become, and that's where the segment is headed, he has now become one of the many college basketball where are they nows. I've got a few names for you. Perhaps you will remember them. Perhaps you will not. DJ Burns, who had a run in last year's NCAA tournament at NC State, he is now playing for South Korea's Goyang Sono Sky Gunners. I was thinking some music. You read my mind on that one.
I am a producer.
So DJ Burns is now playing in South Korea. Do you remember Jack Golke? He was the kid on Oakland.
Yes, I remember his name. I don't remember what he looks like. I mean, I actually remember DJ Burns a lot. I remember Golke's name.
Yeah, he wore the number 3. He hit a bunch of threes. And he is bouncing around the G League right now. Spent some time up the road from me in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. He is now with the Motor City Crews. So maybe we see him at some point for the Detroit Pistons. He is... however, already 25 years old. This comes after a stop in Montenegro, where he played a year prior. Do you remember, we brought this guy up this week, Doug Edert?
No.
Doug Edert was the long, wavy hair mustache man from St. Peter's in the 2002 run.
Oh, yeah, you did mention him this week.
Yeah, because then immediately he transferred to Bryant. And then, like, never played. Well, Doug Edert is helping kids play. He is currently the assistant coach at Bergen Catholic High School. Where do we wager that that is? That's in New Jersey.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Bergen Catholic.
Big giveaway.
Yeah. Do you remember Loyola Chicago's run with Sister Jean, who is still alive
and kicking?
Cameron Crutwig.
No shot.
I think you'd recognize him if you saw him. I don't want to say he looks like a cartoon character, like a cartoon bully. But he is currently playing in Spain for a team that I can't pronounce, and so I won't.
What's his name again?
Cameron Crutwig. He looks like he's from all of the former Soviet Union cities or countries, but he was born and raised in Algonquin, Illinois.
He's playing for Fortaleza.
Yes, thank you.
In the Spanish La Liga, Española de Baloncesto.
Sherwood Brown was a part of the Florida Gulf Coast University team, those high flyers. He's still playing. That was back in 2013. He's still playing. He's playing for a team in Iraq. How about this name? Ali Farouk-Manesh. This kid was an assassin for Northern Iowa back in 2010. Well, he might be in the tournament again. He is the assistant coach at Colorado State. And I believe they are in the tourney. So he's getting some more love. Northern Iowa's Ali Farouk-Manesh. I know you remember Kevin Pitsnoggle.
How could I forget?
Runs for West Virginia in 2005 and 2006. He is famously went into education. He is the middle school principal at Martinsburg North. Bryce Drew had that big run with Larry Drew.
Uncle Drew.
Yes, well, close. He was with Valpo. He's back in the tournament. He is coaching Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. And if you want to bet on Grand Canyon, you can actually instead bet on their stock. They have a public. They're public. I believe they're like a hybrid online university or something, but they're publicly traded. So instead of taking them to win, you can bet on their stock. And then last but not least, who could forget God Sham God, who had that run with Providence in 1997. God Sham God is now the Dallas Mavericks player development coach. And the way things are going with their injuries, may need to suit up and play relatively soon. That's a little Where Are They Now? College basketball edition. Yeah, I really don't like when these coaches are just there for 2 years. And then the moment they get into a tournament, the moment they win their conference, their small conference, they just deuce out and say, see ya. And then you never hear from, well, you do. I mean, they go to that bigger school, but it seems like they're always, I don't know that there's a profession like that where you constantly move and are trying to climb up a ladder in that short amount of time that you stay at your locations, other than like TV reporters.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that or Game of Thrones characters.
Oh, yeah, sure. That too. But there's so many TV reporters that if you look at their resume, it's like, I started in Bozeman, Montana. I started in Elmira, New York. I started in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. I applied to a job in Elmira, New York once.
It's crazy that you mentioned that. That was my wife's first job coming out of nursing school. She was a nurse in Elmira, New York.
Hmm.
I lived there for like a month.
How was it? Would I have liked it at the age of 23?
No way. You would have hated it.
You know how long ago I applied there?
How long
ago? I sent
right before you got this job.
Yeah, it was the last March. I sent a VHS tape with my resume on it. Yeah.
That's when tape ops were really cutting tape.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I recently had digitized all of my DVDs and VHS tapes. And I threw some of the stuff I had, I threw it up on YouTube. But what I was always looking for was TV news departments use a different kind of tape, DVC Pro. It's like the size of a cassette tape, but I could never find a player. I looked online, it was hard to find, but I found a place that would convert those for me. They've taken my money and charged me, so I think they've done it. They haven't sent it back yet. But I hope to have many clips of me from TV 20 years ago very soon. I'm very eager to see what's on those. It's video I haven't seen in a long, long time. There's one of me doing a story where I go to a fire academy and learn how to be a fireman. That was very exciting. I rappelled down a building. I saved a toy baby from a fire. That was fun. There's also many stand-ups I've done where I was at various sporting locations, barely knowing how to talk. A slight improvement has happened since, but very eager to see what those look like. It certainly was not cheap. Consider it my birthday present to myself. All right. New phone number, guys. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. We're going to give you our picks for who's going to get out of these brackets. And then what we might think for a college basketball championship. Again, Carlos, you professed you're not the biggest college basketball guy.
You don't know that.
I am a college basketball expert based on the 5 articles I've read since last Tuesday. But I watched this game tonight. I watched Texas tonight. I watched a bunch of the Big Ten tournament. Okay, I'm not nothing. So we'll give you our picks with our 6-pack of picks coming up in just a couple of minutes here on the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Crack open some cold ones. It's the Bart Winkler Show's 6-pack of picks.
Who wants to play drink the beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
Whatever you do, do it responsibly.
Where are the designated drivers? Beat it. I got no room for cheapskates.
Hey, bartender, give me a winner.
All right. I don't think we've done this since the Super Bowl, but it is time for our 6-pack of picks where Carlos and I make picks. What we're going to be picking tonight is the Final Four in the men's tournament. We're also going to be picking the championship in the women's tournament. If you don't mind, I will start with the women's side of things. Sound good?
Sure.
Oh, yes, I was asking you. Thank you. All right, so on the left side of the bracket, you got UCLA, the number one seed, out in Spokane. They're 30-2. You've got NC State, a 2 seed. LSU, a 3. Baylor, a 4 over there. On the bottom, you've got USC, a 1 seed. UConn, a 2. Oklahoma, a 3. Kentucky, a 4. Iowa's in that bracket as a 6 of note. Out of that entire left side of the bracket, I am going to take, and I think we get to a USC-UCLA rematch, but I'm going to ride with Juju Watkins, and I'm going to take USC to come out of the what we're calling the left side of the women's bracket. Carlos.
I'm also going to take Juju Watkins. I actually have a little bit of a different matchup for you in the women's final, but I'm with you on the left side of the bracket. I'm also going to take Juju Watkins. She's clearly the best player in the women's college game right now, so give me them, although I think it's going to be a USC-UCLA kind of like a dogfight there. The Bruins have the best record, number one overall seed, but I'll ride with you on the left side. On the right side, I think we're going to be simpatico there as well.
I think we're not going to be. So on the right side, top right, women's bracket, South Carolina could get a USC-USC thing going on. South Carolina's 30-3. They're the number one in the Birmingham top half there. Birmingham, that's two. Duke is number two seeded in that one. You've got the three seed North Carolina and the four seed Maryland. Below, you have Texas as a one, TCU as a two. You've got Notre Dame as a three, and you've got Ohio State as a four. So I, for reasons unbeknown to me, but this is my pick, I'm taking Notre Dame as the three seed to get to the championship game. I think they will beat Duke. I think it's going to be an early exit, earlier than planned, for South Carolina. I don't want to say anything more about Dawn Staley's team than that.
Yeah, are you insane? You think I'm going to bet against Dawn Staley? I actually am going to go with the USC-USC matchup. I'm not betting against the Lady Gamecocks. They've already shown that they have championship pedigree, and I don't want to get thrown off of the air. So I am going to go with Dawn Staley and USC versus
I'm taking
USC.
A bit of a risk picking against them, aren't I?
News travels fast.
Yeah, uncomfortably fast. All right. But good luck. I'm not wishing bad luck. I'm just not predicting. Okay? In the men's bracket, let's take a look at the men's bracket, if we may. For me to do that, I just have to remember what the hell tab is this in? Come on! Although it is funny how, like, I do commit a lot of it to memory. Eventually you forget, but I probably could tell you most of the matchups going on right now. All right, south bracket. This is top left in your brackets. Auburn's the one. Michigan State's the two. Iowa State's the three. Texas A&M is the four. North Carolina's in this one. I think they could make an interesting run. Michigan and UC San Diego is an interesting 5-10. Out of this bracket, I do take Michigan State to continue to win a lot. I think Louisville has the potential to beat Auburn. But for the most part, I did go chalk here. I did go with Auburn as the number one seed getting to the Final Four out of the South.
Yeah, Auburn's been a little bit shaky for me. They lost three out of the last four games. I mean, they beat Ole Miss, which is great, but they've lost to a couple of teams late in the season that kind of tells you that Bruce Pearl's squad peaked a little earlier than intended. So I'm actually going to go with Michigan State coming out of that region. I have them beating Auburn to win the South. So I'm going to go slightly different. It's not as chalk, obviously, because it's a two over a one, but it is still chalk to that aspect that I'm picking the second best team that's in that region. And their lower half schedule is not really that tough. So Michigan State to win the South over Auburn for me. That's one of my first teams in the Final Four.
I think Iowa State's a trendy pick in that bracket. I think if Auburn trips up.
They lost one of their guards. His name escapes me because, again, I'm such a college basketball aficionado.
Doing very well, though, I will say. You have clearly done the work.
Yeah, well, they lost one of their guards, so I know that's a tough blow for Iowa State. I did think about that, but I'll still go with Tom Izzo's squad. He's been here before.
Remember the other night I was talking about how I think that the committee swapped Louisville and Memphis in terms of seeds? So I'm looking at Louisville as a potential five-type seed. They could get Auburn, but I am taking Auburn to come out of the South. We'll go down to the bottom left, that is the West. Florida's the one, St. John's is the two, Texas Tech the three, Maryland the four. I'm taking Florida out of this. One thing that bothers me isn't the Rick Pitino love at St. John's. It's Dan Hurley somehow doing some Dan Hurley BS where they beat Oklahoma and then find a way to beat Florida. on a year where everybody's counting out Dan Hurley, where it's clear he's acting out because he regrets not taking the Lakers job. That's the game that worries me, but I do think the Gators are the best team. I will take them, another one seed, to come out of the West.
We're in lockstep there. Florida's the hottest team in the country right now. They got blowout wins over Alabama and Tennessee. And Walter Clayton Jr., former Iona Gale. I actually saw him play under Pitino a couple years back when they won one of their MAC championships. So I was surprised he didn't follow Pitino over to St. John's. But, you know, he went over to Florida, and good for them, because the Gators right now, they're scorching. So I'm with you. Got Florida in the Final Four as well.
All right, we will go to the top right. And the goal is for Cooper Flagg to play. Duke is number one in the East. Alabama, two. Wisconsin at the three. Arizona, four. You've also got Oregon in this one. BYU, St. Mary's. Certainly could be a good bracket. Have I taken two number ones already? I'm going to ride with another one and take Duke. So I have taken a third number one. I am trending towards something happening that has not happened since 2008 with all four number one seeds making the Final Four, but I have taken Duke.
I'm with you two for two in terms of these number one seeds. Duke has the best player in the game. They're a top 20 team in three-point field goal percentage overall, free throw percentage. Most importantly, this is the easiest region for me. I'm not scared of Arizona, Oregon, Alabama. This Duke is an easy pick, so I'm with you here. Duke, another team, number one, getting into the Final Four.
All right, in the Midwest, the bottom right, I'm not going to take a number one here. That would be Houston. I feel like there's a lot of ways where they can get tripped up, including what's become a very popular pick to make the Sweet 16. They would have to upset a number one seed, but Gonzaga. So they have Georgia. They're big favorites over them. And then they would play number one Houston. They could trip up there. They could trip up against a Clemson or Purdue winner. On the bottom, you've got Tennessee. You've got Kentucky. You've got Illinois. You've got UCLA. I went 1-1-1, and I can't really give you a great reason for this other than that's just what I'm doing. It's my pick. I'm sorry. I'm taking the fifth-seeded Clemson Tigers.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
We're actually not that far off. I hate this region for Houston. I think Houston is easily on upset alert. You mentioned Gonzaga, but they could easily lose to Georgia, too, if Georgia wins that game. Clemson is a team that I did circle in to go into the 16, but I'm actually going to go with Purdue. For no rhyme or reason whatsoever. So we were very close. You picked the fifth, I picked the fourth.
Because they would play.
They would play. So we're directly butting heads, but I think Purdue goes ahead and gets that last Final Four spot in terms of my picks. So you have three number ones. I have two.
Yeah, I got Auburn, Florida, Duke, and then I have a fifth-seeded Clemson. So I've got two teams from the ACC and two teams from the SEC. My final is a very chalky final in Florida and Duke. And I'm taking Florida to win the national championship. I know that they're the best team. A lot of times the best team doesn't win. I almost went to Florida, so I have a affinity towards them. And by almost, I mean I never really considered it. But looking back, I think I should have gone there. I really liked Florida growing up. Like, I had Florida Gators clothes. I don't know. And then when college was like, I'm like, I'm going to stay close to home. But I went 3 hours away, so it was like, I'm close to home, but I can't just get in the car and drive if I'm sad. And then I, like, spent that next summer crying, wanting to transfer back to the two-year university in my hometown before I eventually came a man, ditched the milkshake straw, and went back to school.
You're such a fraud. I couldn't wait to get the hell out of home when college came rolling around. And then I screwed it up and it hurt my shoulders. So goodbye, Miami. I didn't get a chance to go over there. Shout out to the Army, though. They took anybody. We have the same championship final, different result. I'm also going to go with Florida and Duke in the championship, but I'm going to go with Duke. It's the deepest roster, the most balanced team, best player, Cooper Flagg. As long as that ankle allows him to play, I think Duke is going to coast. I already mentioned how easy their region is. Florida, again, hottest team in college basketball right now. But I just think there's too much firepower for Duke. That'll slow down the Gators. So that'll be my pick. We'll go Oppo Taco there, if you will.
All right. So those are our six pack of picks. Good luck. The tournament gets started in what? 11 hours?
Yep. It'll be 12 Eastern. That's when you start clearing out the schedule. Get those vasectomies now.
Yeah, get them now. Call in sick for work. Again, I don't think we still have managers that like everybody, if you're at work, you're watching the tournament, right? You don't have to do, for a while, it was real trendy to have like the pretend screen and then you can click and you go to an Excel spreadsheet. It's a good managers. This is a good team building day. Okay? It's a good team building day. In fact, the Thursday of March Madness, I'll have to remind my wife about this, played a little bit of a role in mine and my wife's courtship as she had a team building exercise in the city where I lived, which was not the city where she worked, but it was part of that region for her company. And she was out at a bar and I was also at that bar to watch the games. And we did the awkward talk after the second date, eventually had a third and then many more to follow. And then because of the kid, probably three dates in the last 5 years. Although we ate lunch at the same table today at home for about 3 minutes. So that might count. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. We'll wrap things up right now. An update with Marco Belletti. When I keep saying after we've changed our phone number and I wonder if there are certain people, how long it will take them to realize, despite me saying it multiple times a segment, what the number is, those two are in the bucket. Those two are in, they're in that. They're
we
in
will that, never, ever hear from them ever again or again, as they like to say it.
I just hope that they're both still, well and healthy. I don't know. They just seem like a lot of things could have went wrong since we talked to them. I don't know what I mean by that, but
Their population total could have doubled by now.
Oh, yeah. They used me as a toy.
An aphrodisiac.
The phone number again. I'll say it again. And if you're not going to call in the next 3 minutes, that's fine. But why I'm saying it is to continue to remind you. Write it down if you'd like. Put it in your phone. There's no need to call it just to see if it works.
Yes, please, for the love of God. There's like 1,000 of you that have already done it. It's the right number.
Yeah. I guess if you want to call it to get it in your recents, you could do that. Or you're going to call it now and then save it later. You could do that, but all you got to do is call and then you can hang up. You don't need to, like, say hi to Carlos and say just checking. But it actually doesn't bother me at all, so just continue if you want. The phone number, what is it, Bart? Jeez. 888-38s. Not 855, not 877, not 801, not 803, not 811. That's call before you dig, which you should always do. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So, one thing that I want to mention here is Pearl Jam related, and it has to do with baseball. Eddie Vedder's a big Cubs fan. It's not about the Cubs. They are 0-2. They are a full one game back of the Cardinals, Pirates, Reds, and Brewers. But in interleague play, they've had these series that they play every year. So the series, for the longest time, it was you play these teams every year, no matter what. And you got a balanced schedule now, so you play everybody. But these still include the home and away. So you get like the White Sox play at Cubs and Cubs play at White Sox. Yankees and Mets, Nationals and Orioles. There's some that make sense a little more than others. Cardinals and Royals, that makes sense. Brewers and Twins make sense. Giants, Athletics used to make sense. Dodgers, Angels make sense. There's some that get like tied up a little bit where the Rockies and Diamondbacks switch between the Rangers and Astros. And the Phillies and Braves switch between the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. Because there's different rivalries and they're all kind of intertwined. But then there's one that exists just because they're the last two on the dance floor. And that was the San Diego Padres and the Seattle Mariners. Sure, they're both out on the West Coast. But other than that, I don't know that there was a lot connecting the two. Well, now, whoever wins the season series between the San Diego Padres and the Seattle Mariners is going to win the Vetter Cup, a trophy designed by Eddie Vedder, lead singer of Pearl Jam. You play for the old oaken bucket, you play for the axe, you play for the jug in college football. Well, now they're going to play for the Vetter Cup. The award is part of a charity drive that Eddie Vedder and Jill Vedder are involved in, a charity that dedicates research to discover treatments and cures for a condition that causes blistering of the skin. Epidermolysis bullosa? I wasn't going to do it. I tried. It's probably wrong. So they play two series against each other every season. Again, the Padres will play somebody from the American League every year. Everybody from the American League. Seattle, everybody from the National League. But this is one of those designated series where it's home and away. And the winner of that... Now, I believe they play six games, so I don't know how they're going to determine that. Maybe a tiebreaker, but they are going to be playing for a Vetter Cup. And look, I'm all for it. I like the college trophy games. Good with me. I was going to say anytime you can play for something during the middle of the season to break up the monotony. But then I remembered that the NBA Cup exists. Well, then I remember that the Bucks won the NBA Cup. So I actually do care about it, or at least pretend to in public. But I do like, and I like that it's with this matchup, because every other matchup has some sort of, oh, that makes sense. They're both in the same state. They, you know, the Braves and the Red Sox, it used to be the Boston Braves, neighboring states, same city. I like that. But Padres and Mariners was always the last one left out. And then a big soccer item. I've mentioned this before that it may be a possibility, but it is going to happen. Promotion and relegation is coming to the United States. Don't get too excited. Not MLS yet. There is a separate league, the United Soccer League, that has right now two levels. They are going to have a third level. And then they're going to do promotion and relegation in those three levels. The United States Soccer League, the United Soccer League, is going to launch a Division I's Men Professional League. So that's like somebody challenging Major League Baseball. It's like somebody challenging NFL. If the NFL were considered Division I, or tier one, the UFL would be like tier way below. To be a tier one team, you need so many cities that are within a certain populace, and you need so many stadiums, and they're going to meet all those requirements. So they are going to essentially be an MLS challenger. And I'm a big soccer guy. I have tried to stand for the MLS. I have tried to support MLS. I think they do a lot of things wrong, including their schedule, their whole pyramid scheme of existence, and their desire to run from promotion relegation. And anytime there's anything close, like the U.S. Open Cup, they yank half their teams out of it. So the United Soccer League, you're my new boo. You're my league now. I will continue to root for Forward Madison down the street and a Milwaukee Pro Soccer, I believe, someday. All right, that'll do it for us. I want to thank Carlos Ortiz. I want to thank Marco Belletti. I want to thank all of you that were able to figure out how to call in. Justin Rock as well. Linnell Willingham up next.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.